Vayter in Shas. Remember, the comment of Chav Beis picking it up on the top of the page, next part of the Mishnah, four lines down. Hakel lev shenat dal tzuvem min tzuvem man. Talking about kelv shenat zacharora. He takes his biscuit and there's a coal with it, and he goes and he lights it on fire. He says that his fire that he brought over there, says Rashi, says hasholech es ha-be'era. Someone goes and sending it. What's the chiyuv that you're having over there? It's working under the premise of mishum chitzav, because of its arrows. Rashi says chayvo akasav diiu ka'avid davik azor chitz. It's like throwing. It's like shooting an arrow, and then it goes a distance and it damages something. So to the fire that you start over here and it continues and grows, that's where it's from. Rav Yoshua, Yishlagish Omer, no, Isho, Misho, Isho, meaning from Eish, is Mishum Mamono. He says that it's because of, it's like the property itself. That means to say that what Rav Yochanan is saying, that yeah, the fire continuing on is like the arrows. It's his ongoing force. And Yishlagish says that it's considered like the Mamon, like his property. And the chiyuv is going to come is for stopping it from happening to cause damage, just like if he has a boar or he has an animal, he has to watch out and make sure that it doesn't go in damage. Rashi says, what's the difference between them is kigon shehidlik begachelis sheino shalo. Rabbi Yochanan chayuv chitzav hein v'shakers pater delab mamonahu. The distinction between the two of them, between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh, would come if, let's say, somebody goes and sets something on fire, but it uses someone else's coals. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the one who set it, he's chayev, because it's his arrow, it's continuing his koach. And Shlokesh says, no, he's going to be pater because it was someone else's coals. It's not his mama, it's not his property. Rabbi Shlokesh, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Shlokesh, who says that it's mama, and why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan and says that it's because of chitzav? Amalachal, say back that chitzav mikoach mikocho ka'azli. Rish Lakish says that your arrow goes because of your koach. But the fire doesn't go because of you. Rashi says the ish me'aleo leches. With the leches and me'rachok. You light over here and then it just starts jumping by itself. Rav Yochanan, my time alone, Rish Lakish. Why doesn't Rav Yochanan, who says chitzav, why doesn't he say it's like mamon? Mamona is be'mamasha. Ha'les be'mamasha. When it comes to mamon, that says actually some sort of mamashas. It's some sort of substance, physical thing that's going on over here, doesn't it mamashas, means that the fire thing that's destroying over here, it's just the heat that's burning it up, and therefore you can't call it, it's mamon, they're going to be chayev because of that, so therefore it's because of chitzav. Says Rashi, the shalhevis hi amazekas, the in la mamish, it's not like, let me take this and bring it somewhere. Hilkach ki chayev irachmanam yishum chitzav hudu chayev, and therefore it's because of chitzav. Tina wa 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 wa. We have a kasha now in Rish Lakish. Yeah. Remember, Rish Lakish is of the opinion. Rish Lakish is on the opinion that he says chai because of mamon. Let's take a look. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah that a kelb shem tochara, the dog goes, takes a biscuit, and he puts it down on the thing, or bear and lights something on fire. Then the owner of this dog is the big chatzi nezek. Bishlam l'man d'amar ishim ishim chitzav. Chitzav de kelev ho. Right now, it makes sense according to one who says that ish is because of chitzav, because of arrows. It's because the dog's arrows that cause this to go and happen. So the owner is now putting chatzi nezek because the dog destroyed it through his koach, i.e. it's called tsroros. Right? If the person himself would have set up, then he would have to pay full because tsroros doesn't apply to that of a person. El lamanda amar, that's zegazok Rashi. El lamanda amar, isha mishum mamono, hai eish la mamonu debala kelevu. This fire is not the mamon of the dog. Rather, who is it owned by? It's owned by Rashi's Ella Debal Charora. It's the one who owns the Charora, the biscuit, right? And brings the coals over there. So this is a Kash Mish Lakish who says that it's because of Mamono. We're talking about a particular case where the dog threw the biscuit onto it. Rashi says Loshen Adi Aduye is Shezarko, that he chucked it. The al charara mishalim nezik shalim. Therefore, for the charara, the biscuit itself, you got to pay nezik shalim because he ate it over there. He's got to pay for shein. V'amakum gecheles mishalim chatzin nezik. He's a big chatzin nezik for the stuff over there because that area was tsroros. Like you know, you throw it over there, chayv tsroros. I said the tsroros shein. V'akelav also the dog did it. L'shem chinah de mishunu because it's different. V'agadish kulei pater for the entire stack. He's not going to be chayev. Meaning besides the area that went beyond that. Rish Lakish doesn't say that the fact that the fire just keeps going and going as considered from the original part also. Okay. Rav Yochanan da'ancha anuche. Rav Yochanan can say the Mishnah is talking about where the dog placed it down right on it. Therefore, the biscuit that he ate, the dog ate, is the pain is ikshalim, because it's chain. And the place where the kol is the pain is ikshalim. Vala gadish, and on the rest of the stack, mishalim chatzin nizik, is mechatzin nizik, which is the chitzav, the kelev, who, fanatoros, because it's and therefore you have to pay. We're on the attack against Rish Lakish again, who says that Isha is because of Mamono Toshima. The Mishnah comes up later. This is the following. Gamal Talon Pishtan Vavar Rishus Rabbin. You got this camel. There's a lot of flax that's on it. That's walking by Rishus Rabbin. Nichnasa Pishtano Latocha Chanut Vidolko Binero Shilchemini. The flax that was hanging over the camel enters into a store as he's walking by the store. You know, there's a lot of stuff like hanging over there, and it goes into the store, and there's a candle there, and it gets lit on fire by a Vahidlika Sabira, and then it sets fire to a building outside. That's his Bayez Gadol. Bal Gamal Chayev, the Gamal, the guy is going to be Chayev, because he shouldn't have made it so much flax there that it's going out and sticking out into these areas over here. Hayiniach. But let's say the chenvi, the storekeeper, put the fire, the light, the lamp on the outside. He's going to be chayev because it's pshia that you put it outside. It's going to get lit by something. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, coming up. Mitzvah is the yoima almost. Mitzvah says, Lanicha b'shus ha'ram, v'fushin minisa. So mitzvah b'yum v'fars the mitzvah over there. So there. He's going to be off the hook. Okay, so now here comes the Kasher Mishalkash. Bishalom Adamer Isha Mishub Chitza the Gamahu. Makes sense, because over here, the fire is, the Chitz is the power of the Gamal, and therefore it's from the owner is to pay it. Elaman Adamer Mishub Mamona, Hai Eish, Lav Mamona, the Bal Gamalhu. The Eish is not the moment of the Gamal. So it's the one of the one who owns it, from the Chenvini. The Rehishu one to arrest is El the Chenvini. So what's shot over here that the Mishnah is going to say the owner of the camel has to be for burning down that building, that mansion? Amalchur Rishlaki says back, oh, save a cash on you. What are you going to say? Amalchur Rishlaki, Hagamai Skinan, Bimisaches Kola Bira Kula. We're talking about where the camel lit up the entire mansion. That is, as it walked by with this burning flax on its back, it touched the entire part of the mansion. Not like a little bit, and then it went in Viter, but rather you touched every part of it, and that's why you're going to be chayvin. You can still say, Isha Mishom Mamono. In fact, the Gemara, Iachi Yem Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. If the Chenvi, the storekeeper, leaves the candle outside, then the Chenvi is going to be chayv, not the owner. But if we're talking about the case where the camel lit up the whole mansion by rubbing this burning flax on the whole thing, then why should this shopkeeper who's going to be chayev for leaving this thing outside? Meaning the shopkeeper is not off the hook, but why would he be the only one doing it over here? Even the Bala Gamal should also be chayev to pay, says the Gemara Bisha Amda. We're talking about the case where the camel stood still, didn't move over there, didn't continue walking the whole thing, but it stopped along this thing, and its huge burning thing went along the whole mansion and lit up all at the same time. What do you mean? It stood right there. It lit up the whole mansion. Then, of course, the chenvini is going to be off the hook. And the owner of the camel is going to be chayv over here, because the owner of the camel shouldn't let his animal to stay in one place and let up the whole mansion. He pull it away as soon as he sees that something going on over there. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishav D'Ravika, Hachabai Eskina, what are we dealing with? She'amda lahatel me'mea. We're talking about a case where they're staying over there in order to means Rashi is the unasuv. It's got to use the bathroom. So it doesn't mean it was standing there to whatever. It's got to makana piyash. You can't actually move the animal at that stage, so therefore, he's not able to stop it. What's happening? Beep, turn the page. Chav beis, I'm a beis. Reisha bal gamal chayev, the lo ivel la fushe betina. In the first case, if the chenvini had this lamp inside, then the owner of the camel is going to be chayev because he shouldn't have made such a big load on this animal that would stick into the shops. And therefore, he's the only one who's going to be chayev. And poshe, and sefer chenvini chayev, the lo ibay leila nuche nero meroi. The shopkeeper is going to be chayev because he shouldn't have put the lamp outside, and he's the only one because the owner of the camel is able to move him because he's machan apish and he's standing stuck over here. We're still on the attack against Rish Lakish. She says, "Hey, shavu shumamono, toshima." We have a mishnah coming up. Hamadlik is a goddess. Someone goes and lights a fire with a stack of grain. If And there's a baby goat that's stuck to it, and a slave was next to it, and they got burnt up. Right? They were unfortunately lo aleinu. They're not there. Next to it. In such a circumstance, you end up, you lit that thing up, chayev. Then the one who goes ahead and he lit on fire, he's going to be chayev for both of these.
Rashi says, we don't come late with the rabbi minayin. If you go and you kill someone, you're going to be chayev misa, so why would you have to go and pay also? Yeah, what we're talking about over here is that what happened is this guy should have ran away. The guy who lit the fire over there is not considered a murderer because the evid should have moved. He didn't move, and therefore that's his own problem. So chayev, he's going to be chayev to pay for the baby goat and for the gedish that he burnt up. Evid kafus lo ugedi samach lo v'nisafimo. If the slave was stuck to it, and the baby goes next to it, and they were got all burnt up over there, that is, then pater, he's not going to have to pay for the gedi and the stack because he's chayev for something else.
That is murder. He killed the evid. Evid was stuck here, couldn't leave. As we know, kubalei de rabbinei, kim lebe de rabbinei, ba-dum bum. A person is chayev for two things at the same time. You have to pay for someone's property you damaged and someone you just murder over there, so you can be off the hook for such a thing. Now, what's the kasha on Rishakish? This is good and dandy, and it makes sense. Everyone says Isha Mishum Chisa Mishum Hachi Potter. That's our person's going to be Potter over here because it's Kimelay but the Rabbi Minay, it's your Koch, and at the same time, you went and you killed someone, so you're going to be Chayv Misa and not have to pay. El Lamanda Arma Isha Mishum Mamono, am I Potter? If it's because of Mamon, then why would you Potter? Ilu Katal Tore Avde Hachanami Deloma Chayv? If his bull, if his ox would go ahead and kill a slave, would he not be chayev to go and pay? Obviously, he'd have to go and pay. The Teira Kadosha comes and tells us that if you have somebody who goes, Rashi says, Mamon, he's going to be chayev Mamon. Haksiv Kesev Shloshim Shkalim Yitan Adonai, you have to give 30 shekel to his master. So to over here also. Someone's fire, which is also considered Mamon, his own property, goes and kills. He should be chayev to pay the money of the nezek, and not only for the eved, but also for the gadish, and also for the animal here, for the kid, the baby goat. Amalecha Rav Shimon ben Lakish, she'll say back. No, hakamai skinan kish she hits this begufo shel eved. Rashi says the havade mamish hargo. We're talking about a case where he set to the slave himself. He set the slave on fire to come lebi the rabbi minay. In that case, certainly he did murder, and therefore he has to go and deal with the more chash of a one he has to deal with, and that's why he doesn't have to pay for the other things, because Kimel Dramini. Ihachi, my lemeimer, if that's really true, that we're talking about a case where he set the slave himself on fire, then what do we need the Mishnah to tell us this? We know that. You want someone on fire, somebody else goes, then it's going to be Kimel Dramini. Lo tzvicha, the bigdi, the chad, the eved chad. We need to teach you the case where the gedi belongs to one person and the evid belongs to another person. Even though the chiyav misa has nothing to do with the gedi, it's two separate people entirely. Still, we say kim lebi the rabbi minei. Okay, we're not done our attack. We're continuing against Rish Lakish ta shema. We have a Mishnah later on. Nun tesem beis hashalech es be'era biyad chir shod v'katan. This we've seen already. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed. We're blessed to say, we saw this in Kiddushin. Anyway, you go ahead and you take a fire and you give it to a chir shod v'katan. He gives it to this person. You can't rely on this person to do it. And then he goes ahead and destroys something. Pater midini adam v'chay midini shamayim. Off the hook of Bidini Adam. He can't take the person to court to get something from with people, but not Bidini Shemayim, because the person who handed the Cheresh is only secondary and not primary that's causing the actual fire. Therefore, his Chiyav to pay, he can't go ahead and deal with it in court, but don't think he's off the hook in Shemayim. Now, what's the question? It makes sense. It's like the arrows, chitz of the cheresh, because in this case, the fire is the arrows of the deaf mute of this cheresh over here. If you gave over the bull to a cheresh of a katan, you tell me the person's not going to be chayiv. If it's a moment, of course, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be chayiv here also. Right? It says, Kol Amrinon, Ha Amrinon per Kama, Daf Yud, that Chomer Beshor mi Be'esh She'im Masu the cheresh of a katan. You're going to be chayiv, and this is considered moments, you should be chayiv also. And for the Gemara, ha'itmar Allah, marish lakish, mishid chizkia, we already dealt with, we have this in the Mishnah, marish lakish, said him of chizkia, lo shanu elakish, amasa lo gechelz v'liba. The Mishnah says that
The one who gives the fire to the Chirish is not going to be chayiv. B'dinei Adam is only where he gave it to him. He gave him a coal, and then he went out and he fanned it until it became a fire. Amaso shalheves, taka is going to be chayiv. My taima, bari ezeka. What's pshat? Why is it? You can be chayiv because this damage is certainly going to happen right now. Right, this is Rashi says mezuman is ikav having a shore. It's like a shore. If Yochanan Amar afilu shall have his potter. He says even the fire you give is going to be potter. Kasavet tzavta the chiris kagarb. He says that Yochanan says that the control of the chiris is what's causing it to happen over here. Him grabbing on and holding on to it, and therefore you're off the hook. Lo mechayev adamasa le gavza silto shraga. The original person is not going to be chayev. Unless he gives him dry wood, small slivers of wood, and a flame. In such an instance, then, he's going to be chayiv. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.